believe it or not, we're listening to the Eiffel Tower. Each one of these sounds was collected by turning the Paris Monument into a giant percussion instrument. From the basement to the summit, the Eiffel Tower's girders, railings, and rivets were banged, tapped, strummed, and thumped. And then those 10,000 samples were layered into one composition. Tower Music is the creation of composer Joseph Bertolozzi, who joins me now from our New York bureau. Welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be here.
And why don't you go ahead and describe the method of all of this? How did you harvest these sounds?
Well, we would determine what surface we wanted to sample, and we would put a contact microphone, which picks up vibrations from the thing it's attached to rather than sound in the air. And then I went through all those samples and tried to find the best sounds that would work. It took me 4 months to catalog. When I went and recorded the sounds, I wasn't really looking for anything in particular. I just said, okay, we're just going to record every surface we have, and I'll turn it into music later on. Turning it into music was the easy part. It was all the permissions and everything else leading up to it that made it a challenge.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, how did you go about getting somebody to say, okay, yes, you can climb all over the Eiffel Tower and attach microphones and record all those sounds?
They were very gracious. I, of course, was ready to have to do some actual climbing, but they said, no, you don't climb. You don't have that kind of insurance.
Yeah.
And I sent them this detailed document as to all the surfaces I wanted to play, and it came back like almost everything was no. And I went there to meet the chief engineer. And he said, we crossed all these out because all the places that you showed would involve you in a harness and climbing out to them. But he took me on a tour of the tower and he said, see this surface that you marked here? It's over here. You're standing next to it if you're standing on the second floor. If you think about it, you don't have to climb out to get it, and you're safer on a floor or a deck or the stairs.
So you had plenty to work with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are there any effects that are added to these sounds?
Not at all. You're hearing the raw samples of the tower. That's the real aesthetic of this piece. I mean, if I was to put all kinds of processing and echo and boosting treble and bass and things like that, you wouldn't be hearing the tower, and that's the whole point of this project.
Does the Eiffel Tower have a particular key or a particular pitch?
I'd have to say no, but it doesn't have all the notes of the scale. Like a piano has, from the lowest to the highest, it has all the half tones, the white and black keys. The tower doesn't have that. It just has these random series of notes. And my job as a composer was to take something that was incomplete as an instrument and make it sound as if nothing was missing.
Let's listen to a track that has a really beautiful, sort of floaty, bubbly, melodic sound. It's called The Elephant on the Tower. And there are parts of this, Joseph, that sound like a gamelan orchestra from Java,
yeah,
or Bali. It does turn out that there's a connection between the Eiffel Tower and the gamelan. What is that?
When the Eiffel Tower was first built, it was built for a world exposition. And it was the first time that a contingent from Indonesia came with their gamelan instruments. And it was the first time, really, that the West was really exposed to it. Claude Debussy was very much influenced by these sounds. There's actually a piece in Tower Music called Continuum, where I have a modern, like sort of like a minimalist kind of vibe going on, and then I insert an Indonesian gamelan type melodic and rhythmic materials, and they really meld together very nicely.
Out of all of these thousands and thousands of samples taken all over the Eiffel Tower, is there one that you think of as the most beautiful sound you recorded?
Yeah, there was this railing just below the summit, and it just rang like this sort of combination bell and tuning fork. That's it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's rich.
What about the most elusive sound you tried to record?
The neck of the tower, there's like nothing around you. It's just like catwalks, stairs going up and down. And while it might be like 60 degrees down on the ground level with a nice gentle breeze, 1,000 feet up in the air, it's 20, 30 degrees colder, and the wind is blowing like at 20, 30 miles an hour. So we had to like lean in to the wind just to stand upright. I had a stick that I was holding on to blow out of my hands. Oh. And you know, I caught it, and luckily I had a tether to my belt so it wouldn't have fallen.
All the work that went into that one little sound.
Exactly.
I'm thinking when you were up there recording on the Eiffel Tower, at some point you must have looked around you, looked out over the city of Paris and thought, this has got to be the best recording studio ever.
You are absolutely right. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. For years, the Eiffel Tower was just this little flat screen in my office. And then I finally get there and there's this huge structure and it was just exhilarating.
That's Joseph Bertolozzi. His new album called Tower Music has just been released. Joseph, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
You're welcome.